Hi, Richard here from Money Trainers. Today I want to talk to you about the 2015 pension changes and what they actually mean to you. Pensions have been changing substantially in recent years, and the change coming April has been mentioned as radical and massive, but the reality is it's just an extension of what has been happening for the last 10 years or more. And over here at Money Trainers, I help ordinary people do great things with their finances, including, you know, helping them sort their pensions out. And technology's made it, you know, massively easier to manage your own finances, and with the availability of high quality information, it's now incredibly simple for individuals to take control and benefit from a far lower level of charges. Better investment terms and the ability to decide are also things that actually will work in your favour. The facts are that most independent advisors and investment experts get it wrong, or we'd all be rich, right? Just a few of the things that I teach have the power to fundamentally improve your financial position very quickly. And these things are just not used by most financial professionals, as they're deemed to be too simple or too basic. Some examples of these are below. One thing that you can invest in that is guaranteed to provide better investment returns than 70% of managed funds. One thing you can change to make sure you're protected in a falling investment market. Changing the way your cash deposits are structured can improve your returns by 8 times when compared to a bank or building society. By timing your investments, you could have had returns at least 6% higher in 2014. That's just from one investment. Pensions. The difference between the low-cost provider and the average provider could cost you 40% of your pension every 10 years. But look, even if you're using a financial advisor, did you know that you could be paying them over half the value of your investments over a normal lifetime? Look, it's the above things that the most super rich do, and if you want the same results as them, you should simply do the same. Despite 26 years of financial services regulation, the rogue providers, poor quality advisors, high charging plans and poor investment performance still continue to be widespread. Money Trainers are doing their best to change that. So a warning here for you, there are a large number of fraudsters offering to bust your pension or help you invest your pension in property around at the moment, and nearly all of these are scams or plans that are just so expensive as to not really be of any benefit. And pension rules have been around for years, and subsequently any gaps in the rules that may disadvantage the Inland Revenue have been closed, I can assure you. If it looks or sounds too good to be true, then I can assure you that it is. So what's happening to pensions in 2015, April? At the moment, if you've got a pension, you can do several things with it at your chosen retirement date, which is age 55, at the soonest. You can take some tax-free cash or not. You can take some tax-free cash and an income or not. Or you can purchase an annuity with the fund. You can leave the fund invested but take an income. Or you can do nothing and leave the fund as it is and stop or continue contributions. But from April 2015, you will be able to access all of your pension funds as cash. But it will be taxable in part, and that's the bit that needs to be carefully considered. Is this a massive change? Well, it's a no. For quite a while now, you've been able to draw an income from your pension fund instead of being forced to buy an annuity. And the industry is getting all excited about the changes, but in reality, most of the options have been around for a while. The changes from April will allow you to draw tax-free cash and then the remaining fund as a lump sum, less income tax if you wish. Now this means you'll be able to draw on a pot of cash and be left with no pension. This is not a problem, of course, provided you're aware of it. So if we look at the income tax angle, if you have annual income up to £31,865, you are basic rate taxpayer and pay tax at 20%. With the £10,000 personal allowance, this means a maximum income of £41,865. If you have income over this limit, you pay tax at 40% on income over £41,865. If you've got income over £150,000, this is taxed at 45%. So if you decide to take cash from your pension under the new rules, then the amount will be added to your own income and it will be taxed accordingly. You'll have to do the sums in advance to make sure you don't end up with a higher rate income tax liability. But to cover the issues there, tax-free cash of 25% of your pension fund is always tax-free. The balance drawn from your pension IRA as income or as a lump sum after that is always taxable. Death benefits. The Treasury has kindly given us some bit more tax efficiency by making some tweaks to the rules relating to the death benefits from pensions. And broadly, these mean that if you own a pension and you die before the age 70, before age 75, you can pass on the pension benefits without the current 55% tax liability that exists now. Noting that the new rules don't change until April 2015. So what about the cost of all this flexibility? As always, you, the consumer, will be expected to pick up the bill for changes to your pension contracts. Most financial advisors are charging at least 2% of the fund value for initial advice, and then the provider takes their slice, which could be at least 1.5% of the fund, and you could then face annual charges which will either be fixed or variable. At the moment, there are very few specific products available. It's not yet April, so we're expecting some more change in due course on that. But when they do arrive, you can expect to find at least 3.5% of your fund to go in initial charges, and at least 2% will go in annual charges, making some 5.5% of your pension fund going in the first year. With the 100,000 pension pot, that's 5,500 going immediately. And if your advisor is charging 1% per annum to oversee your fund, and the investment funds add another 0.5% at least in charges, you can expect £1,425 to be taken from your pension in the second year. So pension flexibility, if you had a 100,000 pension pot, has just cost you nearly £7,000. The actual figure is £6,925. No wonder the industry is getting excited about pension changes. So now you know why I teach people like you to take control of their pensions, and there are at least 6,925 reasons in the above scenario. But by taking charge of your own planning, you could reduce the annual and setup cost to below £400, depending on the option selected. An ongoing cost on that basis will be less than 0.6% in total. That's £600 instead of £1,425 in annual fees. So there's, you know, 7,000 or so reasons to take personal control. And it's very easy to take the cost of nearly £7,000 and reduce that to less than 1,000 in total. But if you like percentage, that's an amazing 85.82% saving. 85% cheaper. Now, you may think you have to do a lot of work to make these savings, but the fact is you will take less than 4 hours of your time and around 30 minutes per month to manage, maybe even less. Oh, and you will need some help from us over at Money Trainers, and we fix that at £20 per month or £400 as a one-to-one, one-off, half-day training. So let me ask you the question. 10 hours work for £6,000? Would you be prepared to spend 10 hours of your time to save £6,000? With help of Money Trainers and a little time, you will soon be able to make this kind of saving. Pension flexibility is here, and it provides you with some great options to make as much as you want of it. Money Trainers are here to teach you how to do it and to teach you what you need to do. We have no products to sell, we don't have advisors to pay, but Money Trainers teaches ordinary people how to do extraordinary things with their finances. As always, you can contact me through the website, which is www.moneytrainers.co.uk, and I look forward to hearing from you.